morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We got to get Solly used to the Gardner hand instructions. This is the Midday Maestro over here, David, and he will conduct here in this here studio. He will conduct as to when the music is up and when the music is down.
Crescendos.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Beautiful day at the Kirkwood Brewhouse. Patio filling up right outside these windows. Chuck, what do you say? You go out there, get yourself maybe a bacon double cheeseburger, maybe a side of fries. Go ahead, load. You know what? You deserve it.
Nope. Final week.
Nope.
You Halloween is over. All the candy is over. Let me tell you about that, by the way. You know, I'm watching Fox 2. John Brown does a great job. He's been on this show many times. He does this big story about how sugar is the worst thing for you. And he's interviewing Dr. Rick Lehman. Big sweep story. And the next day, he brings in a bag full of candy and walks around Fox 2. And, of course, he opens up the bag, and I have, like, four Kit Kats and three Reese's and some York peppermint patties. I'm like, dude, you just did this story telling us not to eat sugar, and now you're the culprit.
You know what he had? Hidden cameras. He wanted to see who was taking the bait.
I did.
What if that was the story, the follow-up? And then the next night, do your colleagues listen to you at work? Last night, I did an in-depth piece on sugar and the detrimental aspects to your health. The next night, I passed out candy. And look here.
He had a GoPro camera on his tie, and here's me sitting at my desk just crushing Kit Kats.
That happened to me, not that part, but happened where I was at a Best Buy years ago, and Chris Hayes, our investigative reporter, and he was pretty new at the time. But they also had a lot of new technology where they had glasses. They looked like Harry Carey glasses. But there was a camera inside of there. So these photographers could go undercover, but you kind of had to look like you were wearing welding glasses. So Chris Hayes had all these gadgets and things. He could go undercover and nobody would know it. Now he's a little more known too and visible. But back then, I see him at the Best Buy and he's carrying like a box, a TV or something. And he waves and I just put my head down and kept going. So the next day, he's like, dude, I saw you at the Best Buy. I go, yeah, I figured I don't want to blow your cover. He's like, I was just buying a TV. But I was convinced that he was undercover, and I didn't want to ruin it.
Now, let me ask you this question after the fact. Was Pam Hupp also
buying
at
a
that
TV?
Best Buy buying a DVD player at the same time?
You know what? It is kind of the Pam Hupp season because it sweeps in television, and our guy Chris, he was on that case.
They'll find some death from 2006. And they'll be able to kind of connect it to Pam Hupp in some way.
Love Chris Hayes and the in-depth reporting. Seriously, it's
he's really good.
He and Dave Sharp, the photographer, they team up. They do some great work. Welcome. It's the Midday Grind. Martin, Chuck, Gardner, Solomon over there. This hour brought to you by Appliance Discounters. They have six area locations. The great thing about Appliance Discounters, you can go right now and pick out that kitchen just in time for the holidays. So when you're entertaining at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's, make sure you get hooked up with the new appliances. And the best place to do it is Appliance Discounters because they have the lowest prices. Some places might say, hey, we've got low prices. And you walk in, you've never heard of the brand. This is GE, Frigidaire, Electrolux, Thermador, Samsung, LG, Bosch, all the big names at the lowest prices. So you can actually dream about a little cooking with your family, make an apple pie in your brand new stove. Think about that, Chuck, just in time for the holidays. TheAppliancedIscounters.com is their website. Their savings are your savings. The head coach of the St. Louis Ambush, Everton Marrera, is going to be here in studio. A little baseball talking between now and then. The grinder coming up. And texters at 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. And if you could, Vote now, this World Series on a 1 to 10. I think Frank went 8 or 9. I'm good with about an 8. I was let down last night. It was, you were just kind of awaiting the coronation of the Astros. You just felt like it wasn't going to happen. As weird as the series had been, you still said, nah.
Even though.
Not tonight.
But in the middle innings, how many times did the Dodgers say get two guys on? And you just said.
Over and over.
Three-run homer, all of a sudden, whole different ballgame. So you did have that until what? Sixth or seventh, I feel like, we're like, okay, Astros are going
to
win it.
And I wanted the Astros to win because I thought it would be a great story. Months ago I said that would be a great story if they were able to go and win it all. But I also wanted the game to be better. So when the Dodgers would have a couple of guys on, I was like, come on, just go yard here. Come on, three-run homer. Come on. Make it 5-3. Even though that may risk the outcome, I really wish it would have been a better finish. I mean, it was a great series. I liked both teams. Like both managers, a lot of players. Honestly, don't you feel like you're more of a fan right now of Alex Bregman than you were a month ago, or Carlos Correa than you were a month ago? Like, you next year, if they're on, I might stop and watch for a little longer than I would normally.
And that's why we hear over the years about baseball's audience. It's getting older. It's what the average guy is, a 62-year-old white guy. And then you have all these great World Series games, some of the young stars of baseball, the next faces of baseball. And there were really good ratings for a lot of these World Series games. Yeah, so you see guys like Carlos Correa, who's what, 23? Alex Bregman, also really young. Clayton Kershaw, I think he's 29, about to turn 30. So you get to see some of these young, really good players, Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, and hopefully some kids. Maybe they're trick-or-treating and all that. Got home, watched some World Series games, and maybe they'll be baseball fans now down the road.
I asked Frank this. If you're Clayton Kershaw, you did go 4 shutout innings. Do you feel better about your October resume? Not the outcome, because, again, you didn't win the World Series. Because in the end, we all said the Dodgers, oh, you can't count on the Dodgers. They always lose in October. Now, this time, that's a little unfair because they got to the World Series and they got to a Game 7. But, Frank Thomas, what do you think?
Dodgers have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
Oh, no, he did it again. But if you're Clayton Kershaw,
big hurt.
Do you feel any better?
I don't think so. Now, personally, that's the last thing you remember is a really good outing. I just think if you're the Dodgers, if you're Dave Roberts, and I'm not blaming him, but when you have a 7-game World Series and you have 2 games that go into extra innings, and I looked it up. You had 68 runs scored, 34 by each team. That's where there's so many games that could hinge on a decision. And again, I'm not saying that you blame Dave Roberts, but when you're the manager and you make some of these decisions, I feel like you can go back all the way to game 2. And you can just, as a baseball fan, even though knowing a lot of these calls are kind of 50-50, there's a lot of moves that didn't work out for the Dodgers. Even with Kershaw, you mentioned, what if you start him? Is it different? Does he go 5 shutout and all of a sudden the momentum is different? And it's fun to play that game. There's a lot of ways you can look at that, though. Same with Rich Hill in game 2. They pull Kershaw, what, in game 5, the next pitcher comes in and gives up a 3-run homer. There's a lot of different spots in the games we can look to.
I think I would have started Kershaw last night. And I know saying it now is, I should have said it yesterday, but it's because it's Clayton Kershaw, in spite of his October struggles, he's your ace. It's a game 7. And if he says, I'm able to go, clearly he was able to go. He pitched 4 shutout innings. He obviously was healthy enough to pitch. So if you have that information where you know he's able to go, and you also saw what Yu Darvish did in game 3, you're a little nervous. It's a tough call, but I think I've got to win one game. Even with the struggles that Kershaw's had, I got to go to Kershaw. I think I'd have to start it. I think that's a fair second guess. And Smoltz alluded to it during the game. He goes, I know how this works. It's coming tomorrow. And it didn't cost him the World Series. I just think in that position, that's a tough call. I probably would have gone with Kershaw.
Yeah, and the same with Darvish. And it's not necessarily hindsight when you see him get lit up in his previous outing and he goes out there. He clearly either didn't have it. I was watching the Fox post game for a bit where Carlos Beltran came on. And everybody's very happy, obviously, as we should be for Carlos Beltran. He did hint, though, at Darvish potentially tipping pitches. And you wonder if you're a veteran like Beltran, 40 years old and you're not really playing in this World Series, if you got guys sitting on the bench kind of looking for different things they can find there, because Yu Darvish is a really, really good pitcher. And in the World Series, he was arguably the worst pitcher on either team.
A-Rod, I believe, either tweeted it out or said it, might be tipping his pitches. And that seemed to be, even in some of the radio broadcasts, I heard announcers saying, boy, it seems like the Astros know what's coming. It seems like there was some, I don't know, a feel. I would say that was an accurate description. It did seem like they knew what was coming. So the Dodgers lose, and the Astros are now the World Series champion. So the offseason is underway. Our good buddy Brendan Schaefer tweeting out, like, within an hour after the game, okay, how about some Cardinal trade proposals? I'm like, no. You get at least one day of enjoying the World Series. We need at least 24 hours. It's like college basketball. They crown the champion, and within an hour, ESPN, here's our early look at next year's top 25. No, too soon.
The MLB Players Association has tweeted out a list of players that are free agents now. I guess that have.
Well, I guess they have to do that. That's probably more. Maybe that's more of like a legal requirement.
So, just to let everyone know, Lance Lynn officially a free agent at this moment.
Has not signed with the Cubs yet because he cannot as of yet.
Now wait, don't they have the 5-day window?
Well, I'm kidding about
exclusive negotiating rights. Where aren't you convinced that the Cardinals and Lance Lynn over these next 5 days will probably work out a big deal?
Sold me, Charlie. Yep.
Well, he did say that he hasn't blocked their numbers. Remember. Has not blocked. Remember their numbers?
I know.
In his phone.
I'm not seeing that one. And it just.
No.
I've said this before. It just feels like kind of a Lance Lynn thing to do to sign with the Cubs.
One of the disappointments in this World Series, George Springer wins the Chevy, wins the MVP. And I was looking around and I thought, he gets the car. It's what's in that car? I mean, it's a Chevy. But seriously, what's in it?
Technology and stuff.
Remember him?
Of course, Chevy guy.
That was 3 years ago because he gave it to Madison Bumgarner. Mm-hmm. It was in Kansas City when the Royals lost Game 7 at home. And if you're the Dodgers, look at them and say, see, they lost a Game 7 at home and came back the next year and won it all. Technology and stuff. A guy like that, to this day, 3 years later, he's at the office and they're like, hey, we're thinking about you last night. Technology and stuff, which is how you and I would do a live read for a car. You know, it's got tires and engines and technology and stuff.
You know, carburetors and wheels. And there's a chassis in there. I actually also thought about that last night. That's where you need one of these, you know, Tosh. Is it Tosh 2.0 is the show? And he does the web redemption. You need to give this guy another shot. He clearly was so nervous. Bigger guy. I hate to say it. He kind of looked like the Matt Foley, Chris Farley character from the van down by the river. He was sweating, you know, the tie and the coat didn't really fit. And then he just had that, in the day and age we live in where you can go viral like this. I remember watching that. I think I was flipping back and forth and all of a sudden I go to Twitter and all that anybody's talking about is this technology and stuff. Chevy guy. I mean, that's the world we now live in.
I was looking at the date. I had the clip saved from 3 years ago.
Of course you did.
And I normally put a date on some of those clips, too, just for reference points. And it was October 30th, I guess, when that World Series came to an end.
It was near Halloween and stuff.
Yeah. So, Halloween Eve. So, All Hallows Eve, I guess. And I'm wondering how many people, because people like to be topical with their costume, were scrambling that morning to try and put together the Chevy guy technology and stuff Halloween costume. Because now I think what I want to do around Halloween is I want to go back 5 years from that day and what was topical then and then dress up for that. Just be 5 year late guy.
And see if people are paying attention.
Yeah. That was like a good costume 5 years ago.
See, so yeah, I've been working on it.
So I'm thinking that's what I'm going to do from now on.
All right, so you've got 2 years. Write this down. In 2 years, Gardner will appear at our Halloween party, and we will say, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What was big? Technology and stuff. You're right. Chevy guy.
Yep.
Okay.
People don't remember that, though, because my wife wanted to dress up as April the giraffe. Remember we all talked about this giraffe? I don't remember which zoo it was at, but every news station covered it kind of like the Anchorman Panda thing.
Yeah.
April the giraffe, was she finally going to give birth? She bought this giraffe costume and she's like, "No, I'm April the giraffe." And people are like, "No, you're just a giraffe." They don't remember things like that.
Was she April the giraffe this year?
Yes.
When did that story go down?
I think it was early
within the past calendar year.
Yeah.
Boy, that hurts, doesn't it?
See, news stations were covering that like we cover certain events on this show.
Watch.
Like watch.
The Tommy Pham watch. What about Pumpkin Watch?
I don't have
Maryland Heights. What about Paw and Order? Well, among our running,
don't mention
among
it.
Among our running, you could have been. You should have been Rally Cat of all people.
I guess I could have put some effort into it. Too topical, though.
Tom Verducci did exactly what I said he would do. Right, post game, and our Tom Verducci is standing by with Dave Roberts. 100%. What did he say? Did you guys see it?
I missed it.
Did you miss it? Did you see it? Did you think of me?
Of course, because, and this is the go-to question. I think you he started out with a nice little monologue of you guys won 100-plus games, great season. What'd you tell your guys after the loss? And that's kind of the only question you can ask. Otherwise,
it's totally fine. I just think it's funny that you can predict it.
Was it in a hallway?
Of course.
Yes.
All right.
There was a janitor right next to him, and he was kind of mopping.
If it were at Fox 2, they would have been running the vacuum. Can you just wait? We've been on the air for 8 hours. Can you wait 5 more minutes? This happens every night. I'm done with all my shows. Chuck's got the big 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the show of record to wrap up the day. And he's like, hey, what audio did you guys have of blues? And did we run any Mosellian? What's that? He's like, they start vacuuming. The sports office, as if the day is done.
That actually kind of bothers me.
Yes.
Now, over the years, our shows always ended at 10:30. So they had this schedule, a janitorial schedule, where they start right at 10:30. Now we have the show till 11. It actually does bother me, especially if you're kind of in a rush, you're running back, you got to get your clothes on and all that, and then I have to turn all the lights back on. And it's one of those little things. It only takes 3 seconds, but when you're in a rush and you're at crunch time, it really bothers you to have to find the light switches.
What's that? LaRusse is going to... He's joining the White Sox? Yep, sounds right.
White Sox. That's a callback.
That is a callback.
A lot of people have been tweeting me that and also on the text line. They love it.
That was from last Friday when a show... The Midday Grind is already a tad ADD. But when you mix in Strickland on a Friday... It becomes ADD overdrive. And somehow that became our way of stopping. You kind of stop the insanity by saying White Sox.
You can bet your sweet bippy.
There you go.
Stop the insanity. Susan Powder?
Yes. That's who Gardner should go as.
Let's get her on. If she's still alive, let's get her on. That would be a fun guest.
Who are you this year, Gardner? Sally Jesse Raphael.
Now, Susan Powder, good-looking woman with a really short haircut.
I think she was almost bald, right?
Yeah. Kind of Sinead O'Connor look.
Yeah, cue ball. Was she all about weight loss? Did she help with money, life coach?
I thought it was weight loss, working out, diet.
Stop the insanity.
We should get her on for the final week of the fitness challenge, Gold's Gym, of course.
Sure. Or get some food experts on how to stop eating. Because, Charlie, if you want to win this contest, you know what you should do? You should really work out and just stop eating.
It is funny how everybody kind of gives you the advice. Like, all you have to do, no, look, if you want to get healthier and you want to lose some weight, here's what you got to do. You got to eat better and you got to be more physically active. Oh, thank you. I had never thought of that. Thank you.
So you mean those candy bars I was eating the other day that John Brown suckered me into just for his next sweeps piece, that's not part of it?
Don't you think most people, now look, there's a lot of tips you can get, but don't you think most people have the knowledge? It's all about the willpower. It's about the willpower to not eat the Kit Kat. It's about the willpower to go to the gym. Gold's Gym.
Agreed. Let's tell folks about Kennelwood. If your dog is out of shape, maybe Kennelwood will get him doing some laps. They take good care of those dogs.
Kennelwood Pet Resorts. We take Otis there, have been for 3 years. Boarding, grooming, get the haircut, get the nails clipped. We took him last Friday just for day camp because we were both working. We wanted him to get some exercise and hang out with some other dogs. And Martin, you'll love this. Each and every holiday season, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for Kwanzaa, whatever you want to call it, you can get your dogs or your pets picture taken with Santa Claus. So here's the dates. Write this down. The Baldwin Resort, November 11th. South County Resort, November 18th. St. Peter's Resort, December 2nd. And the Page and Lindbergh Resort, December 9th. Take your dogs there and get the cute little picture with Santa Claus. You know you'll share it all over social media. That'll be your Christmas card this year. How about that? Kennelwood Pet Resorts.
And actually, Otis will be dressed up as the giraffe. That's your Christmas card plan.
He has a camel costume.
Triad Bank brings you Take It to the Bank. Let's do this just for fun, too. I wanted you to rate the World Series, scale of 1 to 10. You can text it in, 855-282-8255. And then as we become the cliche that we're making fun of, bold prediction, who wins the World Series next year?
I like this.
Could I sell you on an Astros repeat?
You could.
The Cubs bouncing back, maybe winning it all. If you're Vegas right now, you're putting out the odds. The Dodgers are in my top five. The Cubs are in my top five. I got to put the Nationals back in the top five. Astros.
Cardinals after some huge moves.
Cardinals not yet, but they did get Oquendo, maybe. They got Mike Maddox.
Would it be another team that tanked since the last two did that too?
Well, the Phillies have been in the tank. I don't think they're quite ready to emerge.
Maybe the Indians.
But how about
the Indians in the top five?
Think about a team like the Mets. Mets totally ravaged by injuries. And if they come back, Mets, and the Syndergaards of the world, the Matses, I don't know if Matt Harvey's ever going to bounce back, but you could see a team like that that we kind of forgot about. Even the Giants. The Giants aren't going to be as bad. They have to make some moves. But you could see the Mets, if healthy, all of a sudden be back to a World Series contender.
Did the Giants accidentally tank? Is that what happened? Like, we didn't think we were going to be this bad. And then Bumgarner goes out and does some Hoosier stuff, gets hurt. And okay, then we end up being kind of, wow, we're really bad. Whoa, we're really, really bad. We're going to get a great pick this year. I think they kind of stumbled into a tank.
Don't you think they also got old pretty quick, though? Of course, the dirt bike incident doesn't help. But Matt Cain at the end of his career, you all kind of knew what Jeff Samardzija was going to be. He's going to be a fourth starter type. Maybe he logs some innings, but he has a high ERA. You have Hunter Pence. They bring back Pablo Sandoval. You look at that team. Even Buster Posey, as great of a player as he was, if you look at his numbers, he wasn't that MVP candidate. He's not driving in tons of runs.
My Take It to the Bank, I'm going to go Dodgers. I used that Royals analogy earlier, a team that got to a Game 7 at home, lost, but bounced back the next year, won it all. They still have an ace. They've got a closer. They've got young players. They've got money. I'll just say right now, that's my pick for next year, Chuck. Write that down. Put it in the vault. 2018 World Series champs from Los Angeles.
I like that pick because also you could see the Dodgers returning without making any other moves. Some of these other teams, like the Cubs, you want to see what they do first. What starting pitching do they get before you make that claim?
Triad Bank brings you Take It to the Bank a couple of times every week on this show. You can find them in Frontenac on Clayton Road. They're about one block west of Lindbergh. TriadBanking.com is where you can find them on the web. They've been in St. Louis since 2005. It is a St. Louis-based bank, which means if you're looking to expand your business and you need a loan, they know the local landscape. They're from here. They do business here. So whatever line of work you're in, if you're thinking about expanding, talk to Jim Regna or anybody there at Triad Bank. They got the best lobby in the banking business. We've told you that before, but also friendly staff, helpful staff. It's triadbanking.com. They bring you Take It to the Bank. Fire away those texts at 855-282-8255. It is the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan.
Dodgers have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston. Houston, Houston. I got the holes in both of my shoes while I'm a-walking case of the blues.